You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to Hattage Underground, everybody. This is the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Voice the villain.
Macho Samson.
Thank you, Macho. And introducing our special guest today. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
Big Bruno.
Big Bruno.
Big Bruno.
Everybody get big talking to the mic, Bruno.
I like that intro.
Let me clap for Bruno.
I like that. Big Bruno.
Big Bruno. Bruno, underground legend. I bet you niggas out there listening was like, what the fuck is this? Oh, how did this happen?
Oh, this has been coming for a long time,
baby.
It's been
coming for a long time, man. I kept in touch with this motherfucker, and Bruno been going through some shit, man. Bruno's been living life. Before we get into Bruno regaling y'all in the tales, how's everybody week been?
Oh, my week been great.
Excellent. Just excellent.
Anything of noteworthy hasn't happened this week?
Me and Macho got into some shit.
We did get into some shit.
My boy got married. You know,
I saw that. Shout out to my man Sydney.
Shout out to Sydney, one of Detroit's great firefighters.
Free my nigga Sid.
He ain't dead. Oh, come on. All right, so I was in charge of Sydney's bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
He put the villain in charge.
I was sick as a dog and couldn't even show up. I felt so bad.
Yeah, fuck you, nigga. Look, the party was clutch. I eat that one.
Why was it clutch, though?
It was clutch. I don't know. It was just clutch. You know,
wasn't clutch.
It was clutch. It was above average.
It was okay. It was okay. It was pretty good. Okay, he delivered.
I could have did better, but I ain't feeling it.
Think it was really his fault, though.
It wasn't my fault.
Was titties out?
Oh, of course it was titties out. It was a bachelor party. What you thought was going to happen?
Hey, look.
The titties was temporary, though.
It is what it is.
It was like a quick turnaround, too.
It was a quick turnaround.
I mean, it is what it is. You can't be mad anywhere where you saw some titties out. How mad you going to really be?
But you know what?
Can't be mad.
The niggas that we had there weren't trick niggas. Like, I don't really hang around too many tricks.
They weren't Chrysler.
Yeah, they were. I mean, it was a couple.
It was a couple in there.
You and Ruhan was there.
Shout out to Ruhan.
So, yeah, niggas wasn't paying, so strippers got mad and was like, nigga, y'all ain't paying, so we up.
So we up.
Bitches left early.
How early, man?
12:30, something like that.
Yeah, that's early, though.
It is early, but that's about the time, I ain't gonna lie, that's about the time if I go to the strip club, that's around the time I leave, man. Because at that point, it's nothing but madness after 12.
You know what it is?
I gotta leave.
It's
when you go home and drink after.
Yeah, it's when you go home and drink after and you reflect on the fuck shit. I mean, I told you, I went in there and saw a nigga standing on a walker throwing money. I was like, I came on the right night. Yes.
I gotta leave before I get shot. That's all I care about.
AARP.
Ain't nothing at the strip club after 12:30.
That's good.
It's all great because you done been sitting there.
Oh,
you've been waiting for the one. You had a couple drinks and nothing but the killers walk around at that time. It's like
you got to be prepared mentally after midnight.
The earlier you get there, the cleaner it is. So
That's not enough to convince you. Soon as 11:59 hits, it's all raunch.
And
it's
the food is better.
Turning back into a pumpkin.
Yeah, the food be an A1 like around about 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the cooks get all tired and shit and just start undercooking shit. But then you might, you know, walk around and step on a condom.
Yeah.
Or a needle. God.
Damn.
Or
needle, you stepped on a needle?
Speaking of needles.
Shit. I got a story about that one, too.
Oh, yes. Man. So, Bruno,
that's
man.
That's a terrible segue, bro.
No, that's the best segue.
Amazing. That shit was great.
Oh, man.
Give me the bell.
Y'all going to have to deal with me tonight.
No, ain't no bells, bro. It's only Bruno's.
Okay.
No bells on.
No?
Don't find the bell.
Can I have a bell?
You can have a bell.
I get a bell.
Yes. Awesome. Go ahead, man.
All right. Let me give you some background. All right. I am the son of a doctor, and I'm a mechanic.
So
you can see the disappointment in my father's eyes. It's just like, oh, man, my son's a – my other brother's a comedian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's Diego Atanasio. Yeah, he's – no. I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest, okay.
Yeah. So anyway – I go from being the son of a doctor living in St. Clair Shores with a pool in the back to starving in Roseville. And once in a while, when I got the money together, I would go down to the city and smoke some crack.
Correct.
Oh, there we go.
Correct.
Andrew, please. I know I said some whole shit about that bill earlier, but can I get a soft one right there?
Correct. Okay, wait a minute. This, I always wanted to say this my whole life, my whole life. Please tell us about the crack.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is
okay. Magic. Basically, what happened was
Was it 8 Mile and Grass shit?
Oh, no, no, no.
What's the crackiest part?
Yeah, what's the spots?
The spots is 7 Mile and Grass shit.
I knew it was going to be 7 Mile. All you 7 Mile niggas out there, hold down 7 Mile. Listen to this. Crackhead.
I mean, 7 Mile, better mile, my nigga. Hey.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's okay. Just like, basically, what happened was. I got addicted to prostitutes. Then I started running prostitutes. Then I started.
Whoa! How does that? Just,
yes.
You just breeze right. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So slow
down.
Slow down.
I'll roll. Okay. So okay. I was going to school at Wayne State for biology.
Okay. There we go.
Because I was following in my father's footsteps, and I was going to become a doctor of genetics.
Okay.
And I drop out because, like, I just. Like, I had bipolar disorder, and I just couldn't, like, stabilize my emotions long enough to actually get through a semester of school. So, so eventually I just kick it and just leave school, and I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to become a mechanic. I'm going to be making more money anyway.
Yeah. Make no money at Wayne State.
Yeah.
Trust and believe is somebody that worked at Wayne State for a decade.
15 hours.
No.
Broke boy.
You have to understand, we were so broke, I was stealing from the one card office and just like, I was stealing food. And Marcel, yes. I come down here with like $15 worth of food, and Marcel is, sorry.
It's fine, man.
Saying your government name.
We got exposed on the first ep.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay, you weren't stealing from my college.
I'm sorry, what's your name in this?
Baron.
Okay.
Baron
just jacks like half my stash and just like, you know what? Bruno,
you don't need all that.
You don't need all that.
I had to tax you simply because if one time I came looking for you, I would have told him that I saw him run on the other side of Kresge. And that'd have been that. I mean, you know, you is protected, but tax.
Yeah, I was protected by tax.
I thought of myself around there as like a fair sheriff of Nottingham. Like, I was going to fuck you up.
The cut,
No. We all would have took the cut. I accepted the fact that, like, listen, everybody needs food, and these people are charging massive overprices. They're like charging 33% above pay grade for crappy food, and.
That's
and
what they do to students.
You don't like paying $1.89 for a dollar bag of chips?
No.
Hell no.
Yeah, I thought you was from St. Clair Shores, balling and all that flat jiggy shit.
Let me tell you something about rich people. Rich people are cheap as fuck.
Oh, definitely.
I'd imagine that's how they stay wealthy.
Huh? Yeah. So, like.
So, you were at Wayne State. So when did the downfall happen?
The downfall happened after my mom. The Indians do it all the time. Arranged marriage me to a girl.
Oh, wait a minute.
Almost.
What's your nationality?
I'm Peruvian.
They do that?
For green cards. There was this beautiful 18-year-old blonde Mexican, which is weird, I know, but, she's like, okay, I'll marry you. Blah 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 blah. I'm actually developing a rapport with her. I know it's an arranged marriage, but you know, she's 18. I'm 25.
At least she was legal.
Yeah, she was legal, and I'm like gonna develop into a situation. But then she leaves for Germany, and like everything tore out.
Wow. Damn.
So I'm like,
what was that with Germany? She went to school.
She went to school. She just ran. So anyways, this is like I had some issues after that. Like I stopped cleaning my apartment.
You were depressed.
Yeah, I was waiting.
Like, hit you real hard.
Yeah. And then like my dad comes along and just pisses me off. Like he says, it didn't work out with her. you should go go meet some girls at the medical school or something like that. And I'm like, what trifling ass bullshit is that? Like that I have to come up to with the stand the social economic standards of you to actually meet women. So I went in the other fucking direction. I just completely. Went hoes. Oh. Just bam.
Sometimes you gotta go to hoes.
You know, it's that level you hit though. You're like, man, I'm tired of being Superman. You know what I mean? Take the cape off.
So where'd you go to hoes?
Where was your 8 Mile Gratiot?
Oh, yeah, all you East Side niggas.
I said it earlier.
Eastland Motel.
Oh, shout out to Eastland Motel.
Yeah,
you know the guy. You was cool with the guy.
Sheets ain't never been washed, my nigga.
They're never been washed. There's bed bugs. It's all nasty. It's a bad situation.
Look like somebody cleaned up oatmeal off the sheets, nigga.
Yeah.
The AC propped up by like some.
Let's just say that if you fuck in the Eastland Motel, just. Do it on your feet. Just like, don't even get on the bed, dude.
Too nasty to fuck in.
Pro tip. I like it.
Stand on your feet, nigga, and fuck. This is the most. All right. Go ahead. Continue.
In the flip flops.
I'm not taking my shoes off.
I'm not taking my shoes
off. Yes.
Oh, yes. God.
Even this so guy anyway, has standards,
and yeah. So anyway, I just lost it, and I was like, eventually, like,
how did you end up meeting? I take it that the whores that you happen to be entertaining around that time.
Did you say the whores or the whores?
I gotta speak up and proper. I don't know them bitches.
All right, go ahead.
Bitch, 1, 2, 3, 4. About,
exactly. Right. What are we just become whore. Uncivilized?
The right. System.
Fuck.
It's the best Continue. Show we ever did.
So
but I was about to ask you. So I take it that the women that you were entertaining, they were the ones that put you onto the lifestyle?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did it happen, man?
It's called a shotgun. Basically, you breathe in, the girl breathes in crack, smoke, and then she kisses you and she blows it into your lungs.
Damn.
And I'm like.
So that's the first time somebody just did that to you? You ain't know it was crack?
I was freaked out the first time, and then eventually it was doing nothing to me because I was on so many psychological medications.
Okay.
It felt like a strong cup of coffee. Like I didn't get addicted for like 4 years.
Damn.
So you was fucking prostitutes for 4 years.
On and off. Yeah.
Continue.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. He's like, fuck you. You know what I do.
I'm asking questions. That's what. Look, man. I got one life, and this the only time.
Time I'm gonna get. I kicked off my bucket list. Like I've done crazy. Like you know that one white guy that hangs around with all the other black guys, and the only reason why that white guy hangs around with all those black guys,
he give him drugs.
No, is because that guy is. Crazy enough to be entertaining to the other black guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, you need somebody to talk to the police. But
so you were that guy.
I was that guy.
Chappelle told us. They was like your friend in the driving. He can be twisted.
I was about to say that's the best combo.
They were like, you white enough. Let's do it. I mean, come on, you know what that's what it was.
Oh God, I grew up Saint Joan of Arc, then De La Salle High School, where it's 4 years of boys. No girls whatsoever.
Hell no.
Oh, man. It just, sucked. And it put me.
That explains a lot right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have squared up with my dad. I can't not go.
No. I dropped my GPA to a 1.04.
To get kicked out?
To get kicked out. And it still wouldn't work because my dad was friends with the principal, friends with all the staff. And it's like the. I should have just punched the teacher like sophomore year.
You should have went balls in.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Blue balls,
man.
Is a motherfucker.
Sophomore year.
No pun intended.
Of all the shit that I've ever been through in school. So outside of kindergarten and I want to say senior year, I was suspended every single year of my public education.
What the fuck you was doing?
Might have been doing crack.
With being me.
Okay.
But. I think that in sophomore year, that's the angriest that I had ever been at a fucking teacher, to the point where, like, usually
did it get physical?
Usually no, because it was a skinny ass woman. It was what it was.
I don't know. Women was catching hands too.
Usually I think about some whole shit happening and I laugh and then I walk it off.
Okay,
I just comment. I don't hold grudges against niggas.
No, you shouldn't.
Dog. Like, I literally thought about just choking this woman the fuck out.
You went Super Saiyan for a minute.
You get to those situations. You can like.
I don't think I ever went Super Saiyan with a female teacher.
You ever been? No.
I went. Should I tell the Markel
story? Most of my desks were located outside of my classrooms.
What?
Ah. Oh, wow. I have a bit of an attitude.
Yeah, exactly. Why you gonna be sassy with kids?
My English teacher was the worst, though. We were reading this book, Angela's Ashes, and he wanted to like act it out with a. Irish accent, if you could call it that. And he was he was acting out this like birthing scene. It got real fucking weird. I said some stuff, and worst case scenario, then there's the math teacher problem too.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been cooked every. I know the moment that I'm going to get sent to the whole ass educational shadow realm, and I'm just like, fuck it then. It is what it is, nigga.
It is what it is.
Go ahead, man. What is it like? What is it like not being able to get in trouble at school, being invulnerable? What is it like?
It is kind of awesome, but also on the same level, just kind of disappointing because it's just like I got in trouble a lot, but it never came to anything.
You expect consequences that never came.
Yeah, and it's just like, and basically that's the way I lived my whole life. I mean, I was pulling like. Level one felonies at a certain point. So let's go back to the – let's fast forward back to the
crack prostitutes. Yeah,
crack prostitutes.
Yes. I was just about to get to
so
that.
So it's just like – so anyway.
Are they better, off the crack?
You said are they better?
Are they better off the crack or on – they're better on the crack to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I just had to verify.
Better on the crack.
So anyway, and
he's enjoying yourself.
I love this.
Yeah, this is hilarious.
I love this so much.
Okay, so anyway, the situation got like I think another time my dad pissed me off, and I just like, you know what? I know your social security number. I took like 4 credit cards out in his name.
Jesus.
Went down to the city. He's a doctor. He can handle it. Yeah.
Smoked.
All right.
That might be.
That was a bell of applause.
That might be the most hard body statement made on here.
No, you just live.
That needs to be on a shirt.
Taking out 4 credit cards from a doctor, you just lived every nigga's dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get a charger? You should have got a charger.
No, I rented a car. I made friends with this guy named Ivory, and he was
the
pimp, and I was just the support man.
Okay, wait. I got a question before that.
Okay,
so at this point in your life, how cracky were you? Like,
I wasn't cracky at all. I was just
crack. You wasn't a crackhead.
No. I wasn't like I did it like maybe once every 4 months at this point.
Wait, what?
Okay.
When people get on crack.
So,
No. I'm different because I'm on psychological meds. You have to understand.
Oh, so the crack was muted. Then you nerfed the crack.
The crack.
Oh, wow. So
that's an RPG term for your ass.
So when do you just take? It's like whenever you feel. Is it special occasions? Yeah. Or?
Is it mostly
special occasions? Just
mostly
like people.
The
people are like, hey, do you want some crack? I'll take some crack.
You putting y'all on game, man.
It doesn't do anything for me. It's like a strong cup of coffee, dude.
You did say you were Peruvian, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have a natural tolerance.
They gotta shoot y'all niggas.
You need that rhino. That's what you need. The rhino.
Need that black tar.
I like.
I need that super crack.
Hey, you want some crack?
So anyway,
like an annihilator.
I get into these situations.
Crackling.
So I rent a car. We rent hotel rooms, and we're like, dude, let's just run a prostitution ring.
Oh, you just came up with it like that.
So would you say like no one questioned you at any time as long as you had the car? And
nobody questioned me. Here was the thing.
I mean, they think you white, probably.
What do you mean, probably?
Listen. I'm this 27-year-old white kid, white as can be, from Warren, from De La Salle. I speak well. I say stuff. I know my mind. Man. Who the fuck is thinking that I'm running hoes out of?
Ain't nobody gonna disagree with you. Ain't nobody gonna be like, we should do this. Like, fuck so, yeah. So like on a good day, like
on a good day, how much would you bring in?
$1,000.
$1,000 worth of hoes.
$1,000. After if we had a good day, we would bring in $1,000, and I was actually the one that pushed for just equilateral just money. Like just everybody got an even
that's
split.
A pretty sweet deal.
Whole union. You created basically, a whole union.
Sweet. Yeah.
That's dude, I'm a though. Nice Christian boy. I'm a nice yes. Christian hey. Boy that just most, went bad for a while.
Hey,
for
a lot of Christians. Most of the Christians is a bunch of hoes anyway. So.
Oh.
It's a lot of hoes in Christianity.
So anyway. It's just
look
like,
at read the Bible. Shit.
Yeah.
A lot of hoes in that book. The hoes all through that book. The fuck?
Delilah.
Hey, yeah, man, name them. Rattle them off.
Hey, cut his mic for
no,
a
no, come on, man.
Cut his mic.
Okay, all right.
I don't like truth. That's all it is.
Let's get back to the story. So anyway, I'm hanging out with Ivory, and I meet the love of my life, this girl named Sarah.
Sarah.
I was going to say, did you forget her name?
I said,
that's
the love
of my life. Love my life.
I thought you were going to say, like, Cinnamon or Alexis.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah.
No, so
I thought you were going to say some hoe shit.
She's a hoe.
So yeah.
Yeah, she's addicted to heroin, and it was just tough. It was just a
how'd y'all meet? How'd y'all meet?
Whole love.
Yeah, like, Alyssa Verbeke, this girl who
is that her whole name?
No. She's in prison now because she cried.
It's fine. She's in prison.
No, she's important.
Y'all remember hearing about that girl that was hit by a driver in Warren? Her damn. And her little brother was hit and killed.
Jesus.
This chick is the one that
responsible for it.
Damn. Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah, well, fuck her then.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just like.
Say her whole name again. So, fuck her.
Yeah. So anyway, damn, this girl had moves on moves on moves.
What type of moves? Go ahead. What type of moves?
Well, first of all, she was probably one of the few women that actually got me to finish.
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh. It's hard. I heard it's hard to finish on crack.
So anyway,
yes.
I'm just rolling through
the whole trail of it all.
The whole trail the whole of it trail. All. Just, whole trail. Just, so I would, the thing was, I was organized and I would just be like, dude, all right, here's the Excel sheet. Here's my laptop.
Excel sheet. This nigga was organized.
Listen, man. You hoes need to step y'all goddamn game
you got
up.
A whole Excel
sheet.
It can't just be Cash App. It can't just be a Cash App link on Facebook and Instagram, sweetheart.
This nigga got
it just can't be.
You got a spreadsheet to spread that butter.
Spread the sheet.
Spreadsheet, spread that butter around.
Let's go.
So anyway, I was just like taking care of like how much money was coming in, how many drugs we were giving the girls. Of course, we had to have a hookup with the drugs. So,
typical movie
pretty
shit.
Organized.
Yeah.
Pretty organized.
So I wasn't the pimp. I wasn't the guy slapping around the girls. That was Ivory.
You weren't the enforcer.
Assistant pimp.
I was the assistant pimp.
Let's
I was
go.
The simp.
Oh, different.
Did you get to watch them? Have you witnessed that before?
Is there a definition, a true definition to the word simp?
I don't know. Assistant pimp, a simp. I don't. That was a term my boss taught me later on. Basically, dude, I was gonna take the fall for all of this because I was I was the one getting the hotel rooms, renting the car. So eventually, it was gonna go wrong.
Of course,
and it would have fell on you anyway because you're the only one with credentials.
Right.
I take it that amongst the whole group of rapscallions, you're the only one.
One
with
ID.
I was about to say only nigga with ID.
Yeah,
man,
you truly out here living reckless, traveling with hoes that don't wear panties and they don't carry their ID with them. Like you just. That's
that
a reckless
crazy.
Life. So,
that was crazy.
So
I got paid in pussy and I got paid in
great
in money. So anyway.
So did your dad and all these other people know all this
not
shit?
Not for years. Not for years. It's just like, what did you use the credit cards for? I bought some clothes.
Wow.
See, okay.
Wow.
To not be black.
Oh, God. Yeah, this nigga's out here living like this. You'll be on Instagram.
But them swipers, this is a nigga that just stole some
shit. He was swiping. What are you talking about?
Stole some shit from his daddy.
Oh, no. God. So anyway.
Living his best life.
No, so anyway, I
back and forth with them bitches.
What saved me out of the fire was God, dude. And it was funny. It was like how it works was I was feeling so bad about, you know, actually doing this to women and that, you know, giving drugs to women that I was going to church 3 times a week, Bible study, Wednesday night services, Sunday.
So you was running hoes and going to church?
Yeah.
He was a regular dude.
Yeah, he was a most regular nigga.
Living his best life.
You weren't doing any confessions, were you?
No.
3 of my hoes died last week.
Jesus.
No. Could you imagine sitting there listening to someone's confession and running off all this stuff and just be like,
I do it every day. I do it every day. I have the uncanny luck of being the person that people want to spill their entire fucking heart out to or at random. How you doing, sir? I'm doing all right, yourself? Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm looking for such and such building. You know where it is? It's over there. Oh, thank you. And while you're at it, this traumatic fucking event happened to me about 4 years ago, and I still vividly remember it to this day. And now you do too. Have a good day.
I get raped every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
I don't want to hear about that shit.
And now I got to live with that forever.
I think it's the beard.
You should just walk around with headphones on.
I think it don't matter. I think if you got a beard, they confide in you.
They confide in you.
No eye contact, walking stick, you'll be fine.
Because whenever I had a goatee, it's like, well, fuck you, you whole ass light skinned nigga. But then if I had a beard, they're like, well, he's not that bad.
I don't want to talk to him.
He's more realistic.
Yeah, let me tell him some secrets.
A little gruff there.
A little rough there.
No, he's not pretty. Yeah.
So anyway.
The two types.
So I go to church and we have Super Bowl weekend or something and I have like $300 in my pocket and I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's a crack weekend. Super Bowl weekend?
Yeah. That's
a.
What is a crack weekend?
That's Super Bowl time.
Hey, gotta make sure you really enjoy those commercials.
Them Backpage, bitches on Backpage was doing $15 Super Bowl specials.
Yeah. Don't, he don't said, go to those. Yeah, don't go to those.
Y'all gotta understand.
No. I fuck $150 an hour bitches.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Go to Primo. I like that.
I see that Roseville never left your ass.
No.
these cats be laughing at me because they trying to fuck bitches for the 40 ball. I'm like, I ain't trying to fuck no 40 ball bitch.
You don't want
to
fuck no 40 ball?
Hell no, I ain't fucking no 40 ball bitch.
Nah, so anyway. I go to a men's Christian
retreat.
Give
him a large napkin for that one.
Need all the napkins. Go ahead, bro.
Okay, so anyway, I go to a men's Christian retreat, and I'm in Remus, Michigan, and of course...
There's a city named Remus.
Yes, it is.
There's a city named Remus, Michigan. Romulus and Remus.
It's right next to Shofshoe, Michigan.
and there are white vampires up there, because seriously, that was just... They're so freaking churchy, and it's just like, you can't be this good. There's some demons. Remans from Star Trek Nemesis.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Damn. Nerd talk.
Oh, shout out to your boy Tom Hardy. Wasn't that Tom Hardy in that movie?
Yeah.
That was him.
That was him.
Yeah, that was the thing that killed Star Trek Next Generation movies. Yep. All right, whatever. In memoriam, .. Okay. So anyway, I go to this men's retreat.
Remus,
I meet these really
some nice guys.
Yeah, and, you know, I find out I have a talent for archery.
Okay,
just random shit. Just like I read this Hawkeye taught me.
I crack the aim.
Nothing like Jesus and archery.
Yeah, Jesus and archery. Yeah, there were shotguns too. There was horse riding, and it was ice climbing.
You ain't go to a Klan meeting?
Low key, what if the Klan retreat is lit as fuck and we just
probably
missing
is.
Out?
Probably is. They probably got chicken and barbecue.
And you'd be like, damn.
You know they got like 4 kegs set up at least.
At least.
You're like, is that a whole?
And moonshine.
A whole basket.
I mean, they always have bonfires. They might have s'mores too. I don't know.
Hey, Gaylord, bring me a keg and a nigger.
And a nigger. Right fast.
Nah.
Quick, boy.
Can't wait for that nigger to get here.
So, I go. So, because I'm not there checking the IDs, the pimp goes to Philadelphia with, of course, she brings the girls with him. And He doesn't check the ID of a girl.
Oh, so he got caught in some underage shit.
Underage shit.
You ain't got, as far as that's concerned, you ain't got to mention no names. You ain't got to drop need no lawsuits.
Yeah, so anyway.
My pimps always do. I guess pimps ain't the brightest motherfuckers. Look, no. Man,
you know what?
No, I was the brains of that operation. I was just like, listen, I do not have the wherewithal to slap a bitch upside the head every time she goes wrong.
I can't do that either.
It's too much work, man.
That's why you learned archery.
Shoot a bitch? You gonna shoot a bitch?
Hey, that's a slap. Can you imagine that?
That's a slap from a dog. You imagine a pimp with a bow and arrow, nigga?
That'd
be the greatest pimp of all time.
He'd be like the Green Arrow's nemesis.
He'd be like Green Arrow. He got the same outfit on because he a pimp.
Would he be the Purple Arrow?
Yeah. Come on, bitch. Hop in there.
And he shoot out a fucking arrow with a slap hand on it.
Got an open palm on the end of the arrow.
Yeah.
He's got baby powder on.
Yes. He shoot out two arrows. One arrow to slap you and another one to slap baby powder on there.
Hey, I can slap a bitch from 6 blocks away with this arrow. Shoot it up like a Spartan.
She's like, I'm ready to go home now. He's pulling the quiver back like, bitch.
So anyway.
Where my tights at, bitch?
At this point, I bounce from one bitch to another, and it's just like, and I'm sorry to call them the B word.
Go ahead, call them bitches.
These are full on. These are
hardcore bitches.
These are the decrepit ass women that are just like at the bottom of the barrel, and I shouldn't have been fucking with them.
Damn, tell me how you really feel.
Like get him. At these hoes.
You know,
get
sometimes bitches are bitches. It's all
thank
right.
You.
Thank
you.
Don't have to
you.
Apologize for that. It's
thank
okay.
You. Y'all hear that? You hoe ass Facebook niggas. Bitches are bitches.
Some nigga. So like, anyway. Some nigga tell like, I don't like that nigga no more.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I get to the situation where I'm like, all right, I hosted Alyssa Verbeke at my apartment for a few months. She would get high on heroin. She would nod out. And then I would steal her crack.
You talk about rape? You talk about rape or you actually stole crack?
I just stole crack.
Oh, okay.
You're like, I didn't take her.
The
Jesus.
Other crack.
Give yourself an honorary bill.
I ain't got one. No, I won't.
Thank you.
God.
Yeah. Hey, look.
I can't get that moment back.
When
that
is crack and heroin involved, how far are you going to go for rape? Like, what's next? It's like 3 levels under it.
I don't know, man. Like... I don't see how that juxtaposition.
How much rape did you have to deal with? Like,
how much bullshit did I have to deal with? Yeah, that's a real question. Like, that was
so
just like,
what happened? What's
so eventually, eventually in the situation, you know, Scott, like, I learned my lesson. I was just like, nope, I'm not going to jail for a year, 2 years for under. That's a sex crime. Is like drug. It's sex trafficking an underage girl.
Yeah, they've been
like 20 years.
They've been grouping all of those fucking
things together,
all of them together, because it's just like, well,
it's kind of like the Rico law. Like they just put everybody under.
It's the sex Rico. Get your ass up out of here.
So anyway, I learned my lesson, but unfortunately, by that time, I was already in the life, and I was just like. Smoking crack maybe once every 2 weeks, and then it got shorter and shorter, and then eventually
you became real.
Does the addiction pick up around the time where just everything bottoms and spirals out?
You're stressed out.
No, it was more like everything just kind of just built on itself, but it didn't spiral out. It was just I could control it to a certain extent because, like I said, my brain chemistry is different than most people's because I have been literally on every psychological medication known to man because my parents tried to fix me medically. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. It's just like I'm still on shit. I'm still on
shit to just help you function daily.
Just shit to help me function daily. Abilify, Zoloft, and Trazodone. So it's just like I never
understood exactly, like, you see a lot of the drugs in magazines and shit like that, you see the commercials, but you never really know how many drugs there actually are for so many different things until you have friends that use these medications,
right?
Like people with whole pill pouches and shit. This shit's real.
Yeah. No, and it's not. And you know what? The pharmaceutical industry is just, they're devils. They're just, they just fuck kids over.
Corruption.
Dude. Meth is, like, you're giving kids meth, basically. You're giving kids
Adderall and Ritalin.
Adderall, Ritalin, Concerta, all these things. And it's just like, it fucked me up. And like, I was just a bad student. Why can't you accept that? Because you're the son of a doctor. You're supposed to get straight A's.
It's true.
And I'm like, dude, I was just lazy. There was nothing wrong with me. You didn't need to fucking feed me meth at 14, 13 years old.
Maybe maybe your parents had a chemical imbalance where they had kids that weren't what they were. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it could have just been something. And my freaking brother is the straight A student, and my sister's doing okay. My brother is a comedian who doesn't make any money because right now he's still trying to make it on his own. And my
Chitlin Circuit, shout out to your brother, man. I hope you make it, bro.
Yeah.
I got a soft spot for all the underdog comedians.
What's your brother's name?
Diego Atanasio.
I'm gonna check him out.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna look him up on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, look him up there somewhere. Yeah.
Maybe he can come in on another day, buddy.
Yeah, I definitely have him.
Yeah. If you live like this, you know, take I can imagine what he like.
Oh God. So anyway, I'm just like so it got bad and I didn't know it was so bad because of the medication I was on. I was on Strattera, which is an ADD medication, and it was just like I took a hit in the morning when I took the Strattera, and I needed a hit in the mid-afternoon, and the only way I remembered how to get that hit was
taking crack.
Mm-hmm.
So every day I was just like, find some money, get down to the city. Find some money, get down to the city. And it was just like the thing they don't tell you about doing drugs is it is the hardest job you will ever have. It's just like
keep it up, consistently. Yeah. To find it and spend and get it.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be hard.
So anyway, like I went to rehab and I forgot to.
Oh, you actually went to rehab?
Yeah, I've gone to rehab like four times.
How did you get in rehab the first time?
Yeah, I was going to say.
How did I get into rehab the first time? I admitted that I had a problem. I had a massive problem. I was going to Narcotics Anonymous I probably shouldn't talk about that because it's Narcotics Anonymous, but whatever. I was going to meetings for 2 years.
You were also heavy in the church though still, right?
Yeah.
So somebody in the church was like, hey, man.
Maybe you should go to rehab. And I was like,
so church is actually good for something. All
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
When it works, yeah.
When it works, when they're not diddling kids.
Oh, the diddler.
Shout out to my nigga Bruno for that one.
The diddler.
Because we know y'all niggas doing that shit. Stop.
Stop it.
That's not going to stop it.
Stop touching them little boys.
I know.
Stop.
Man, they finally got Bill. All
right, we not talking about Bill. We talking about him.
Uh-huh. Oh, they did.
But Bill is comeback, though.
Wait, so how many years he getting?
3 to 10.
3 to 10, which is funny because Dennis Hastert, who molested hundreds of children as a wrestling coach, and he admitted to it. He admitted his guilt. Dennis Hastert got 15 months.
Really?
Damn, you talking about the MSU?
No, I'm talking about the former Speaker of the House of the fucking Nation.
Oh, yeah. Of course, because he's in the government. Like, he ain't going
to
send him to jail for no real shit.
15 months?
Oh, man.
Must be nice.
It's going to be a low maximum.
And that's why I'm running for government.
Let's go. I'll vote for your ass. Free crack for everybody.
You got my vote, man. But
No.
So was it the combination of rehab and the church?
No, what happened was literally I stopped doing this drug called Strattera and the cravings just went away. Like magic. I kid you not. It's been 35 days since I've had a hit of crack. And I have not – I've been down to the city. I've been to the 15th year anniversary of my high school. I've had money in my pocket. And honestly – I've even watched, you know, people smoking crack on YouTube and other places to see if it would just trigger me. Mm. And it's honestly, I don't have that need in me.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's a hell of a profound revelation. Yeah. And I mean, what made you decide to just stop taking the pharmaceutical?
Oh, I just lost track of when I was supposed to re-up it. And then I noticed that, wait a minute.
You don't need them.
This is making me want to take crack, so I probably should.
Addiction on top of addiction. So how did you what was the process of you actually finding crack? Like, how would you walk up to somebody like, you deal crack?
No, no, no. There's a method to the situation you have to actually be with, especially when you're white, because here's the problem. Like, everybody thinks you're a cop until you prove you're not a cop.
That's true.
So you have to go down to the city, meet around. You figure out which are the scummy people. It's just like,
who's the most scummy?
I love this.
Who's the scummy people?
I love it. Walk through the
guy. No, I need names.
Okay,
give me some names.
You see people sitting on a milk crate outside of a freaking abandoned building, and you're like, "Hey, do you know where the crack is?" And tell you the truth, 90% of the time that works.
Wow!
Crack over there. I didn't notice. I don't take crack. I don't smoke crack.
So. I mean, I guess it seems easy. Like, now I'm thinking about it.
How long did y'all play outside when
I was kids? We didn't live in the project.
Oh, man.
I live in a project. Well, I ain't live in a project.
Project adjacent. Next to the project. It's like, I've dealt with a lot of motherfuckers, like drug shit. Crack is not one of them. Like, I'm not old enough to be a crack dealer, really. Like, I'm not from that era.
Is Sneak still out here selling crack?
Yeah, but that's because they suck at life.
I'm looking for a job.
Like RD-boy followers.
Yeah, I'm looking for a job.
Them niggas mad as hell.
I'm putting my life back together. I'm living with my uncle, my strokey freaking uncle that's just like...
Strokey uncle? How many strokes do you have?
And just one, but...
Oh, okay. But it's a long one. It's a lasting stroke.
Yeah, it's a lasting stroke. And it's just like...
He had the long stroke.
I had one stroke, and now we call him strokey.
Shit's just vicious, man.
Yeah, this... Yeah, it's disability.
Stroking to the left.
So I'm on disability because literally I am so crazy that they need to just give me money so I can live. So I get like $720 from the government every month to stay out of the situation.
Yeah, you straight then.
That's what's up. I know niggas that ain't making that working.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's why you got to Popeyes. That's why you got to wrap it up.
Yep. Maybe they need to get on crack.
So anyway,
we endorsing crack.
Hey, if you ain't got a job, get on crack. This is my endorsement right now.
That was a hell of a story, bro. Mm-hmm. I'll give Bruno a round of applause, man.
Appreciate
that. Oh, you doing?
All right, let's go do some crack, man.
There you go.
There we go.
Thank you, Jim.
So what do you do now? What is like?
Oh, right now I'm just looking for work. Right now, I'm going to I joined the church choir. I play Pathfinder, Starfinder, and D&D.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so just
right, chill, laid back,
straight and narrow. The problem is that like once you sell your laptop, your computer, 5 cell phones, like for crack,
for crack, yeah.
And like you don't really have anything to do except, you know, I'm on my flip phone on YouTube and I'm paying $50 to get Xfinity Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah, that shit is they horrible for that shit.
Yeah. So yeah, but my uncle had to have it. His what's it called? His soccer teams from the other side of the world. So
how is your relationship with your family now?
It's all right. It's just like they understand that I went through some weird shit. It's just like that they don't really actually want to listen to or talk about. But
are they just trying to ignore it like it didn't happen?
It's not that they ignore it like they don't want it to happen. They just don't want to hear about it because it's just like we don't understand.
I
want to
hear about that.
Yeah, I don't want to understand it. I don't want to understand the situation. It's just like, and I'm like, listen, you basically kicked me out. At 26 years old, and I had to figure out how to do things for myself.
Yeah, they're a part of this.
I'm not going to say no.
I mean, they are. Like they. I'm not saying they're the cause of it, but they play some part of it. Like your family is supposed to have your back. Your family is supposed to help you through hardships and different things that you go through. They can't just be like, oh, this motherfucker's a fuck up. We not fucking with him no more. And you know, you're 27 years old. People, just because you a certain age doesn't mean that you got it all together, that you are all right mentally. They know the shit that you're going through. They know the shit that the actual pharmaceutical drugs that you had to take. Like they should, you know, have your back, at least, you know.
But. Yeah. And that's fuck what that happens. Shit. It's just like, so now I'm with a Shut really up, good psychologist. Man. Now I'm going to drug counseling and
at least you're doing trying to get
Yeah, I'm trying to just fix the situation because it's just like it's no joke, man. Like once you start drawing on the walls and talking to roaches, it's just it's bad.
Yeah.
It got bad, dude. It got bad in the time that you didn't see me. It was just like let's talk about happier times, like the time I beat Markel's ass.
Basement beef alert.
Easter, if you are listening to this, I am sorry that I have to retell this story.
Tell them how you
feel. I want to let you cook.
Lawsuits.
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 Markel gonna sue? Nah, Wayne State will sue.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Damn.
You ain't gotta say he did it at Wayne State.
Well, too late now.
Could have beat him out in the streets. He could have fought him over some crack.
It happened out on the streets.
It was all Wayne property.
It did happen. Like that one fight did happen out in the
streets. Man, I say tell it. Let him tell it.
Just replace the words.
Yeah, just replace
Markel. Replace Markel with crack builder.
No. So
wait.
It's too late now.
All right, it's too late.
Man. Okay.
You ruined it. I'll mute him. Just tell me.
Nah, don't mute him.
I'll be on the road. Don't do that.
But
it was just okay. Let's just put it this way: there was this guy touching girls, and I had a problem with it, so I went Super Saiyan on his ass, and that's it.
Was it a two piece combo? Like you, like give me a walkthrough. What happened?
Okay. Kind of.
There were three fights. There was.
Three times.
You had to like level up.
Wait a minute!
It literally leveled up.
Street Fighter. What is
there,
it was like Altered Beast. Level up.
So you won three of the fights. All three of them.
No, I lost the first two and won the third.
That's what's up. You a real motherfucker.
Hey, third time's the charm. Out of you.
That's what's up.
So like I knew he was faster than me. He's more athletic than me. So I had to catch him surprised. And
it's funny because you're talking about this. This shit was so fucking crazy. I was actually talking to Chris earlier.
Which Chris?
One of the various like 50 fucking Chris.
That's what I said.
My nigga Muad'Dib. He broke up the fucking fight.
Oh, okay.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one that I didn't know how serious this shit was. Between them until then. I wasn't hip to any of the shit that had happened outside of there.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I didn't know that shit was so serious between Landon and
the nigga that he kicked in the stomach.
Talking about Algernon.
I didn't know that shit.
Yeah, probably Algernon.
I didn't know this shit was so crazy. I be finding shit out late as fuck.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
You weren't even down there. Amber got scared though. Amber. Yeah.
Yeah. She would, man. Yeah. She cares about everybody.
Yeah. So anyway,
it was so. I want to say there was a point in time where you had disappeared, but I want to say it was like also around the time where all that shit started happening at Wayne. Like,
was you on crack when you fought him?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, sorry, you wasn't.
I was on like.
I had to know that.
Because he did
two,
come off with a loss.
Right. Two Nas Golden drinks.
Okay.
So I powered up with two Nas Golden
was
drinks.
Was this around the time you had gotten to the fucking
liquid crack?
The series of incidents over by the CVS?
Oh, yeah. I stole from the CVS.
What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah, this was about the time. Seriously, what was happening was I was losing my mind trying to figure out how to survive in university, and I couldn't do it because I was just too mentally ill to actually deal with it.
I can see how that school could drive somebody to crack.
I mean, it's just because it's not even that Wayne State is so different than anything else. It's like the random assortment of motherfuckers that happen to have been in that one place.
They're not supposed to be together.
They're not ever supposed to
be. Because it'd be like dudes that go.
And the problem is.
That was the Haddish.
When I first went to Wayne State, I was like, this ain't gonna work. Like, these people, this combination of people shouldn't work because you got niggas that's from the hood that went to Mumford and Cody and all these fucking schools. Then you got people from private schools and out in West Bloomfield. Then you got white people. Then you got Asians. Yep. Then you get, I'm like, This shit not. This would be a fight every day.
Yeah.
Rednecks from it fucking Jabumba Fuck, Michigan.
It kind of was a fight every day, but it was like.
It was fun.
It was verbals. Because yeah. if you, this, remember, this was back in the era of. What was the fucking president? Irwin. This was during the tenure of Dr. Irwin and Wayne. Yeah. You couldn't even be a participant in a fight without getting expelled.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you had to have you had to have verbals or go the fuck away.
Damn. That makes sense because I was like, I remember when I came, I was like, man, it's too many niggas in one room.
Yeah, it's too many.
Somebody. Yeah.
You expected somebody to get hit.
Yeah.
I remember when Big Will took me outside and was like, hey, man. You can't be talk. You can't be.
I don't use like the N word for reasons because I can't use the N word because I don't have the level of
melanin
necessary to use
I like
that word.
I don't know.
My Indian nigga couldn't say he couldn't say it without niggas being mad.
He Indian. He got accent. He got accent.
No.
I'm about to say, if it's heavy, then hell no.
His hair too straight.
So anyway.
Wow.
If your hair straight and too straight, you can't say nigga. I mean, that's a rule. Rules are rules. Rules.
Who made this rule?
It's a rule book. It's a nigga book.
Hair King determines vernacular.
It's a nigga handbook.
Oh, yeah. God. But like the problem was that he didn't know that you could push a Dungeons and Dragons nerd to the point where he would just kick your ass.
Oh, definitely can do that.
Yeah.
So how does that start? Like, how does that brew off of the Dungeons and Dragons? Like, how does that work?
No.
You're sick of getting bullied.
Sneak him.
No, I sneaked him. That's I just.
Oh no, you snuck him?
Yeah, I just. I came back.
Oh
up.
No,
you too damn big. You sneak up on him.
Nah,
I'm silent
as
hell.
That's why Chris motherfucking hawked the fuck out and pulled his big ass off because everybody else had spread the fuck out because they didn't know what the fuck was happening.
Damn. So you clover lane him?
I just punched him in the back of the head.
Damn.
And then I just, while he was laying on the table, I went, like, damn. I just jumped on top of him. Yeah, and I was about to strangle the guy.
Kel's a fast dude. My man's turned around. And y'all, at that point, y'all was scrapping.
Mm-hmm. Look, I don't have a problem with it because everybody always say protect women. If a motherfucker out here touching girls,
he needs to
get his ass beat, right?
Kel. Was he touching women?
You said the motherfucker was touching women.
He was giving an example. He was giving an example.
Oh, I thought you said the motherfucker was out here touching people.
We got about, I don't know. We got 5 minutes. Who is this on the call?
Somebody called in. Good. Because I got.
Apparently they don't feel like talking.
We got more shit to say.
I mean.
And another motherfucking thing.
No, that's fine.
It's been a crazy life, and you know, like,
but you're still here.
I'm still here, and I'm.
Would you redo anything, or would you do it the same way?
I would probably not start seeing these crack girls. Yeah,
it's always a crack girl.
Mm. Would you have tried to find a better coping mechanism to have stayed in school?
Yeah.
But you have fights with people.
I don't think school was your thing anyway. Though.
Yeah, school was not my thing. And seriously, I'm much happier as a mechanic. I was just like on cars and just diagnosing problems and just dealing with the situation as it comes. But the thing of it is, even if I was to get a bachelor's degree in biology, I would be making, what, $11.40 at a lab?
that is true.
$11.40 at a lab and then – you know, you have to get the money. You actually have to get a doctorate in the science game.
Which means you got to stay in school. This school
and
hustle.
Spend massive eight amounts
years
of money.
In school and shit. Yeah, I'm straight. That's what's up. You a mechanic? A lot of mechanics used to be on drugs. I mean, that's the best mechanic.
Shout out to the crackhead mechanics, man.
Yeah, if a nigga don't put a 40 on your radiator while you're fixing your car, that nigga ain't shit.
Pretty much. Gloves? What are those? Safety? Tools?
Right.
No, I'm just about to take my fingers.
Like, exactly.
Any nigga that can eat McDonald's straight and
with the oil on his hands?
With the oil on his hands, I know he's a good mechanic.
And not gag.
And not gag.
It just add flavor, baby.
Or if he's got that thick black shit under his nails and he can't never get out.
Grease.
Yeah. There you go. That's the word you was looking for.
Grease.
It's like grease and just like accumulated filth.
This show was fantastic. I ain't never talked to somebody at this extent that did crack before. So
No, and good. And the crazy shit is that like it actually helped me like I my joie de vivre or my passion of life is inventing. So I actually came up with a subdermal implant, which basically it means it goes inside somebody and it releases medicine. 5 minutes. Okay.
Like melatonin or something?
No, no, no. It releases Narcan. Like a CPAP? And antabuse. Yeah, basically. Antabuse. And basically, I want to.
You invented this?
Conceptually.
Conceptually.
Okay. Conceptually.
Okay. Yeah. I conceptioned it out. So anyway, basically, every time you chew up heroin or do crack, it releases antabuse into your system, so you throw up. You get negative reinforcement out of the situation. So eventually you would just stop doing this shit because
is that why withdrawals are such a bitch.
The Narcan, I would probably put some medication in there that would just stabilize out the withdrawals.
Well, a lot of great inventors and people that came up with ideas was on crack. And a lot of different drugs, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, Tesla was like out of it. And Edison, Edison did ether.
Da Vinci cut
his
ear off and shit.
Damn.
Niggas so did Van Gogh.
Van Gogh, you know what I was talking about. One of them motherfuckers from back then.
one of them crackhead
white men.
Look, Van Gogh was getting it in. He was that motherfucker was crazy, man.
Hey. That's because he was on drugs. A lot of motherfuckers was on drugs and had syphilis.
Yeah. Well, because I guess if you got all that energy, you got to poke some.
My God. That's the end of the show. I can't top that.
You can't be a great painter until you start eating your own paint.
I can't.
You got to catch syphilis.
You got to catch syphilis and go blind. Then you're a real nigga.
The first step, syphilis.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show.
I want to thank you again for coming out, man. Mm-hmm. Awesome guests, crazy fucking tales. Mm-hmm. Fucking social media is about to be crazy tonight. I want to thank our engineer for holding us down. Woo! This was a wild fucking show.
Man, it was great. I loved it. I loved this show so much. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you did, man.
My favorite show I ever did. Thank you, sir.
I want to thank everybody for coming out and listening tonight. I hope y'all picked up some fucking gems. I hope y'all picked up some wisdom. Mm-hmm. Where else could you have heard such crazy fucking tales? Mm-hmm. Please stay away from the fucking drugs. Consult your friends. You're strong enough to get help. Definitely. Do that shit for real.
Yep.
Yeah, if you got an issue, go to rehab. Deal with your shit. Go to Narcotics Anonymous.
Stay away from crack.
Stay away from crack.
Stay away from crack bitches.
Bitches will get you on crack.
And don't stay at the strip club after 12:30.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Give yourself a bell for that.
That's when the crack bitches show up.
Sweet.
Please remember to like, share, and subscribe on social media for more Hadditch. You can catch us every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. live. And until next time, this has been the Mighty Meta Baron.
Voice the Villa.
Macho Simpson.
Big Bruno.